All right. We are member-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach. KX93.5, that is Drumarama, Last Cigarette. One might say classic alternative music from John Easdale and his project. I'm not exactly sure how to segue into what we're about to do now. We have Jocelyn Celaya in studio on member-supported radio. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks awesome. For taking the time and driving up from San Diego to Laguna Beach. First of all, your impressions of our small Pearl Street studios?
It's excellent. This is fabulous. I love your lobby area with all the autographs in it. It's very
yeah.
cool.
So as soon as you're done here, you got to sign our wall. Yes. It's kind of a tradition with all the artists who come through.
Yes.
And I'm surprised you haven't taken an Instagram photo quite yet, because it seems like all the artists are all about it with our colored windows overlooking PCH, but
it's great.
You'll have to do that
I
as
will.
Well.
Yes.
So Jocelyn, you are a very unique artist, and again, I'm new to the game and I apologize, but your single Throwaway Kid just kind of came across my desk, and I did my Google search on you, and you are a very talented artist. Originally, you picked up the guitar at what age?
I was 14 mm-hmm. and became a professional at 15.
A professional at 15.
I got paid.
You told me behind the scenes you've never really had a traditional day job. All you've really known as far as a job is music. What a blessing that
yeah.
must be.
Yes, I'm very, very, very blessed.
So did you grow up around a musical household, or are your family musicians? And
not so much. My brothers were in a death metal band, and that was about it. Well, and then I played classical guitar.
Right. So. Well, yeah. What you do is far from death metal.
Yeah.
In fact, your own record label, which you're kind of spearheading, is called Radical Classical. And I would say that's exactly how you would define your style of music. But again, are you classically trained, my friend? Did you go to,
yes.
go to school to study this stuff?
I did not go to school. I studied one-on-one with different guitar teachers from different countries. So
yeah.
I first studied classical, and then it went to flamenco, and then it went to bluegrass. And then I went to Scotland for a while to study the tapping percussive technique. And then radical classical is just the sound that I make out
Wait,
of that.
You studied in Scotland?
Yes.
Unbelievable. How did that even happen, and who did you study with?
Oh, I studied with a guitarist named Preston Reed, who created the whole tapping percussive technique for acoustic guitars.
Right, essentially playing the guitar and using it as a percussive instrument.
Yes.
I've seen that before, and that particular artist is really on the forefront
yes.
of that style of playing. Could you rip into something real quick so people know exactly... Exactly
Something
what we're
like
talking
that.
About, yeah. That's amazing, and I imagine it takes years and years of practice. You said when you went to Scotland to study with that particular individual, you were putting in like 14-hour days, huh?
Yes, I was.
Does music ever get tedious? I know it's your first love, but are there ever times where you're like, man, I need a break from this? 14-hour days studying seems like a bit much no matter what you're studying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it gets old when your fingers start blistering or bleeding,
yeah.
and that's when you do actually need to take a break, but I feel so good when I've accomplished something at the end of the day,
sure.
and I think that's what helps me sleep and then wake up and be motivated to do it again the next day, so it never really gets old.
Yeah.
So, but then especially when you run your own career, even as a musician, your hours are so long every day mm-hmm. anyway, you know.
You said, again, Radical Classical is your own record label, and that's kind of how you define your music, because it is classical-style guitar, more or less,
mm-hmm.
infused with rock and pop and, mm-hmm. you know, punk rock, you know, actually, which is kind of true.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant term that you coined all in your own, Radical Classical. So, small record label, any other artists on your record label, or for now it's just pretty much you?
For now, it's just me, but I do like to help mentor and work with a lot of other artists, so
cool.
That's been fun.
Anybody to say hi to as far as other artists out there that you're working with?
Hi to leaders. Hi to...
Juan is also here as well, and he's more or less your, well, I don't know, manager / PR guy / everything, huh? Slash driver.
Flash driver.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? Jocelyn Celaya in studio on member supported radio. Let's play this single that I have, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more about your music and you actually brought that beautiful Fender guitar, and you agreed to play live for us in our Pearl Street studios, which is rad. So this song is called Throwaway Kid. It's on the upcoming record, which is due out tentatively when?
Early next year.
early next year, and any interesting producers you linked up with for this particular effort?
No producers, so I'm producing it. Uh-huh. But I am working with, especially on this single, I had a guy named Brian Ackley do the mixing and mastering. And he did all the mixing and mastering, and he still does for a group called Mannheim Steamroller. And they have really dominated the pop classical world.
When you hear, right, pop classical, totally. Right. And when you hear those recordings, it's produced brilliantly, those Mannheim Steamroller
detail,
tracks.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's hear the single right now. Any VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give us with the song Throwaway Kid, or should we just play it?
You just go ahead and play it.
All right, there's a rad video for this particular song. You can find it on the internet right now, and the website is
JocelynSalaya.com.
All right, there you go. The song is called Throwaway Kid. More from our Pearl Street studios right after this on KX93.5.
Last place, dead weight. Throw that pride level away. Keep or throw away. Too bad the blinded lead. Guess they forgot your name. Those eyes can't see. The dirty face and tail. Walking down split tails and broken curves like fail. Forget liars in the way, fabricating your fate. Forget they turn to you.
Welcome back to our Pearl Street studios. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. Jocelyn Salaya is the artist. You just heard a brand-new single called Throwaway Kid, which will be available to the general public sometime in 2014. She is classically trained, infusing this classical flamenco type of style with rock and pop and soul and funk and punk rock music.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. And we definitely dig on that. There's actually a video, we kind of touched on it before, but there is a video for Throwaway Kid, which you can watch on your website. And the video is awesome.
Thanks.
You said, yeah, there's a lot of graffiti on the walls and stuff like that. Where was it shot? Who helped direct that thing? And tell us that story about that.
Okay. Well, I went searching for a location and came across a sewer in San Diego. So the whole thing is filmed in a sewer. And you can tell from the beginning of the video that that's, you know, I'm kind of walking down into the sewer. And then obviously, like when I'm singing throughout the song and on the shopping carts, it's the sewer with the sewer water and everything that goes along. So it's the real deal. But it just came out so great on film. And it just looked, the lighting and everything just looked great.
It's aesthetically pleasing to look at. And like I said, with the graffiti on the walls and everything like that, it's perfect for the song Throwaway Kid. But yeah, little do people know. It was actually probably in the grossest, smelly sewer that you could
find.
So again, Jocelyn Celaya in studio. You brought that beautiful Fender guitar. Yes. How many guitars do you own?
I own 16 guitars.
And is that pretty much your go-to guitar?
This one, you write a song type of thing? This Fender one, absolutely. I like it because it's a thin line model, so the body is a lot thinner and the neck is thinner, so it's a lot more comfortable to play in general for a classical guitar.
Oh, so classical guitars might be a little bit thicker and bigger. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of like playing a baseball bat.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. You affiliated yourself with Fender. Not bad people to align yourself with. How did that happen?
They saw me play at a punk night. Mm-hmm. And of all places for a classical guitarist to be. And that just led to a really great relationship over the past 5 years. I've been working with them, doing everything from promoting their line of classical guitars to doing a lot of community events, teaching guitar clinics across the country and in Mexico. So it's been great. They're wonderful people.
That's cool. Well, that is a beautiful Fender guitar. Jocelyn Celaya in studio. I would love to ask you if you could perform for us right in front of our faces here.
Okay.
In our Pearl Street studios. That's definitely one of the perks of the job, having artists come in and performing right here in front of my face. Of course, we roll tape on anything we do here in the studio, and if you miss this little interview or this little chat, we'll have it on kx935.com. We'll have it on iTunes, and we'll share on social networking for all our friends. Jocelyn Celaya, what did you want to play first for us?
I will play Throwaway Kid.
Excellent. We just heard it, but this is the exclusive KX93.5.
Exclusive.
Solo acoustic version.
Just for you.
And let me make sure the microphone's looking good. Everything's looking good on my end. So I guess whenever you're ready, my friend.
Okay. Last place, dead weight. Throw that problem away. Keep or throw away. Too bad the blinded lead. Guess they forgot your name. Those eyes can't see the dirty face angel walking down split rails and broken cause life failed. Forget fires in the way, fabricating your fate. Forget they turn to you and say, last place, dead weight. Throw that problem away. Second rate, dead weight. That throwaway kid is only wasted space, dead weight. Throw that problem away. Their nerve had crossed the line, then dealt the hand of shame. Throw it back this time. Chance isn't your game. It's only forever. Cause this place will take you under. Your slating is over. Forget liars in the way, fabricating your fate. Forget they turn to you and say, last place, dead weight. Throw that problem away. Second rate, dead weight.
Careful or you'll get tossed out. Keep running. Burn the tainted air that you've been breathing. Run on down that narrow track. Or they'll throw you away.
Awesome. Really, really good stuff. We got a studio full of just a handful of people here. That is Jocelyn Celaya live in our Pearl Street studios, live acoustic right in front of our faces. And the song was called Throwaway Kid. Man, you are so active on that guitar. There's very small artists or a very small amount of artists I've seen who are so good at finger picking. And you're just all over that fretboard, man.
Thanks,
and
I try.
That was definitely a treat. Again, the website, jocelynsalaya.com.
That's right.
How many releases are available to the general public where people could go and purchase a record from you?
I have 3 albums and the Throwaway Kid single.
Cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, sometimes when you play live, I imagine you have other musicians on stage with you or no?
It's just me.
It's just you?
It's just me.
So who helps you out with the bass lines and the drum tracks and everything like that? You have a bunch of studio musicians when it's time to get up in the studio?
No. I only have one album, the String Theory album, that I actually had some guest musicians on there, just studio musicians.
Right.
And that's it. But the Radical Classical album and the Mosaic Jungle album, they were all straight just guitar and vocals.
How tedious is the recording process? Are you a perfectionist in that you do a track over and over again?
Horrible.
Really?
Yeah, I do like to have it sound great. Take after it. But, you know, the time really goes into before you hit the studio, the practice hours, and then hopefully you just kind of go in and out.
Sure, so you want to be ready and ready beforehand, go in the studio and just bust these songs out, and hopefully everything goes well.
Exactly.
All right, I am Mookie, you are you. We are KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. If you're new to the radio station, welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. We're a year old here in Southern California, just earshot from Los Angeles. A member-supported nonprofit radio station. You could be a member. You could donate. It's a tax write-off and keep the dream alive. We're kind of bringing FM back to the glory days and what we're doing for independent artists.
Yes.
All the details, are on our website, kx935.com. Jocelyn, we ask the tough questions here.
Okay.
If you were ever fortunate to be playing the Hollywood Bowl and Paul McCartney was opening up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
Oh, man.
I guess for people not familiar with what...
I don't even think about stuff like that.
Right?
I stay focused on the day. I don't know.
I ask the tough questions here. A tour rider essentially is what artists ask for, you know, backstage in their
dressing room. Yeah, the Twizzlers cut in half or the red M&Ms or something.
Sure.
Something like that.
I heard Brandon Boyd from Incubus request an ab roller. I think that's just what I heard. No, seriously.
That's cool.
Seriously, that's a serious question.
That is a serious question. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I'll have to put more thought into that.
All right, we'll touch on that in just a little bit. Another question for you, rather than asking you who your influences are.
Okay.
What's one record that you just always have to have the physical copy of? A record that might mean something to you, something that you'll never give to a friend because you'll never see it again. What's that one or two records for you, Jocelyn?
Okay, so I have two. I have the tribute to Randy Rhoads album that Ozzy Osbourne put out. And
Whoa.
That's the live album. And that is, I love that album.
Cool.
So I have that one. that I would never give away. And then the Classical Gas album, because I grew up listening to that album.
Sure.
And that's what inspired me a lot, you know, to start playing the classical guitar and to learn how to play that specific song, Classical Gas. And then now working with the same people that worked on that album, it kind of reminds me of my own journey as a musician.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite gig in Southern California or beyond? I mean, you said you've studied overseas, you've mm-hmm. traveled abroad before. Mm-hmm. Any venue that was particularly memorable?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I played at a venue. It was a really small venue in London, and it was with the lead singer of Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson.
Sure.
So that was cool. That was fun. And then I've played at some really neat international guitar festivals, and that's where I met the guys from Pearl Jam. And
yes, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam said some very nice things about you. Tell us about that real fast, because I'm interested in hearing about that. How that happened? You played a show for Pearl Jam.
I did.
Yeah.
I was about to cry. So no.
Eddie Vedder said you play like an angel, sing like an angel, something like that, didn't
yeah,
he?
That's
so
did.
Cool.
They were very, very, very supportive. No, I met them in Mexico, and they were out there working on a music video, and they wanted to come actually hear me play at one of the venues, but it was sold out, so they just had a friend pick me up, take me to where they were staying, and they wanted a private concert, and I stayed the whole day and hung out with them and played a show for them.
I'm sure you made Mike McCready jealous with your guitar chops there.
They had their little video cameras and everything. Like, we're ready. Oh,
that's
man.
So awesome.
It was so crazy.
Unbelievable. Were you nervous for that particular thing? Probably
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm just going to come in. I'm going to play my songs. And if they like it, they like it, right?
Exactly. It's kind of, I don't really get nervous around famous folks. But their personality was so great that, you know, they didn't kind of have this rock star type of ego or anything. They're very great people.
Cool.
So that helped.
JocelynSalaya.com is the website for any and all information regarding this talented artist. Before we kind of wrap it up here in our Pearl Street studios, can I get another song out of you?
Yes.
I appreciate that. What'd you have in mind?
I'm going to play a song called Radical Classical.
Cool.
So everyone can go away remembering that phrase.
Radical Classical. What are some of the themes that you write about in this upcoming record?
You know, daily living struggles, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know, things like songs like Throwaway Kid, obviously, that's just the title in itself says what it is. And so the album is called Canonic Fugues, which is a collection of work, you know, canonic being vocals and writings and in a collection of work. So it's about separate chapters in life, different journeys.
Very cool. Well, so, you got to keep us in the loop musically. And
I
when
will.
That new record is ready to come out, we'll
yes.
definitely have you back here in the studio
yes.
and talk about more things.
Awesome.
If that would be agreeable.
Yes, I would
love
that.
All right, and
that.
Thank you so much for supporting independent radio. We're having a blast doing this and creating content for independent artists and, you know, breaking new music left and right. It's been amazing.
Thanks to you guys. You give us a voice and you create the awareness, and we really appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay.
Come back anytime.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready,
okay.
It's Jocelyn Salaya in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. I wish we were shooting video or set up a webcam here in the studio, because people definitely have to see what Jocelyn is doing here on this classical guitar. Jocelyn Salaya, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having
Anything
me.
Else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up and let you go here?
Nothing much. Just hopefully people can go check out the Facebook page and website, Jocelyn Salaya.
Cool. Well, come back anytime. That was definitely a treat for us, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. We are KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach.
On November 2nd, KX93.5 will launch the biggest event of the year.